Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. As college young people make their way back to school last week and this week, I recall it was 25 years ago this year that I graduated college. And among the many happy memories of those years was a summer semester that I spent in foreign land. I spent a summer in Puebla, Mexico. It was a good experience, with one notable exception. Every night I was haunted by a Mexican mosquito. It was somewhere in my room, and without fail, as soon as the light would go off, my head would hit the pillow. The mosquito would somehow find my ear, and his persistent noise, his persistent presence, bothered me all summer. I share that memory with you today, not only because it's a memory of the school time that we're in this time of year, but today's gospel shows us our Lord Jesus, and he's in foreign land. In fact, it's the only time in all the scriptures that we're told that Jesus stepped outside of Jewish territory. He's in Tyre and Sidon. And it's here that he meets this persistent woman, a Gentile, someone who has faith, someone who approaches him. And Jesus refers to her as a dog, not in a demeaning way, but that was the term that Jews used to describe Gentiles. One of the great scripture scholars, William Barclay, wrote the following description of this woman. He said, "This woman brought to Christ a gallant and audacious love, a faith which grew until it worshiped at the feet of the divine, and an indomitable persistence springing from unconquerable hope." That's quite a description. A gallant and audacious love. A faith that grew until it worshiped. And an unconquerable hope. In considering that quote this week, and in looking at this woman and considering her, it got me thinking, what do I bring to Christ? What is my approach to the Lord Jesus? And in this foreign time, which is filled with anxieties and fears and misinformation, it might be good for us to examine that approach. More than a dog to be appeased or a mosquito to be swatted, our needs, our worries, our anxieties that we bring to the Lord are worthy not only of his attention, but of ours. And ultimately, what we see in this woman is a person. She is a person to be met, a person with real concerns, with real needs. And so are we. In our times, it can be easy to always be thinking of the next project, to always be thinking of the next problem. And that becomes the big story of our prayer. That becomes our approach to the Lord, knocking with this, knocking with that on his door. In reality, we are persons. And to approach the Lord Jesus as a person, to see prayer as an encounter with God, who can then encounter our problems. My friends, that can be the way of peace. I share with you today, maybe I've shared this before, but something about Francis of Assisi. He's known, of course, as the Saint of Peace, one of the most popular saints in the world, certainly the most familiar. And what's interesting about Francis is this, that he never wrote that prayer of peace. It was never found in his writing. It came after him. But one of the prayers, one of the writings that was found in his own hand was a prayer for certain hope, for right faith, and for more perfect love. I just want to share this prayer with you. Francis wrote, "Most high and glorious God, bring light to the darkness of my heart. Give me right faith, certain hope, and perfect love. Lord, give me insight and wisdom so I can always discern your holy and true will." It's interesting because in looking and praying for right faith and certain hope and more perfect love, Francis became a man of great peace. And I wonder if the same might be true of us. In a world with confused or improper faith, in a world with so much anxiety and shallow hope, in a world where love is often not love, how beautiful it is to ask God for right faith, for certain hope, and for perfect love. And if we have those things within us, if we're seeking those things, perhaps we will find all things. The woman approached Jesus with concern about her daughter, and she got that miracle. But what Jesus was most impressed with was her faith. My friends, as we begin another week of 2020 and whatever that might bring, let us seek the good things and ask our high and glorious God for right faith, certain hope, and more perfect love. God be with you.